From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
You today, I hope you're fine. I will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. For today's edition, we have prepared you some segments beginning from news across the country, and other interesting information as well as Indonesian pop songs. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Minister Mahfud MD says don't be influenced by term Islamophobia. State guarantees the independence of citizens to embrace any religion. Now the news in detail. Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security Mahfud MD called on the public not to be influenced by the emerging Islamophobia after holding a meeting with the Friendship Organization of Islamic Organization in Jakarta on Friday. Minister Mahfud emphasized that there is no Islamophobia in Indonesia. He also remarked that from a political standpoint, an Islamophobic government means that the government hates and fears Muslims. Then, from the perspective of Muslims, Islamophobia means that Muslims are unafraid to profess Islam. Commemoration of the 74th Charity Day of the Ministry of Religion 2020 on Friday took place in Samarinda, East Kalimantan. Acting as the inspector of the Ministry of Religion's Day of Charity Day ceremony was the governor of East Kalimantan, Isran Nur. In his written speech of Minister of Religion, Fahru Razi, read by Governor Isran Nur in Pancasila, stated, "Anyone for any reason is not permitted to carry out anti-religious propaganda and defamation of religious teachings." After the ceremony, the Satya Lencana Karya Satya Award from the President of the Republic of Indonesia was granted to 47 state civil apparatus in the regional office of the Ministry of Religion of East Kalimantan Province. Ministry of Industry is targeting 2,000 creative players who will emerge to seriously spur the growth of creative industry in Indonesia. At last, this will be able to make a significant contribution to the national economy. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, through his statement in Denpasar, Bali on Friday, explained that the target can be realized concretely through the role of the industrial training centers in Denpasar, Bali, which focuses on developing human resources in creative industries with specialization in animation, crafts, and art. He also explained that currently the government is prioritizing programs to improve the quality of human resources, including in the industrial sector. This has the potential to realize the vision of Indonesia onward. Head of National Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB, Doni Monardo, in a joint press conference with a number of Indonesian cabinet ministers at the presidential office in Jakarta on Friday afternoon, explained that his side has proposed to President Joko Widodo to issue presidential instruction or impress for each region in a bid to stipulate contingency plans. Doni Monardo further said the impress is aimed at reminding all regional heads to prepare mitigation steps for all potential disasters that will happen.
Kami juga mengusulkan kepada Bapak Presiden terkait dengan impress tentang kewajiban daerah untuk menyusun contingency plan. Karena hampir setiap tahun kita mengalami peristiwa
The BNPB also proposes to the President related to the presidential instruction on regional obligations to set up a contingency plan because almost every year Indonesia experiences routine problems. When dry season comes, we experience forest and land fires. When rainy season comes, we experience flash floods and landslides, and the disasters almost certainly cause human victims and property. The impress is expected that all central and regional components, including the Indonesian military and police, can remind regional heads to take precautionary steps by making mitigation and alertness. Then if there is dynamics of the loss of public property, it is expected to determine the status of local officials. Because of the status, the central government can provide budget assistance, including the BNPB, to provide budget support to regions that have decided an emergency status. Moreover, head of BNPB Doni Monardo also hopes that all regional heads in Indonesia can improve awareness of disasters by keeping on monitoring weather development that can be accessed through the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency. He also appealed to the regional heads to disseminate information held by the public so that disaster awareness can be improved. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono said that there are three countries, the United States, China, and Japan, which offer assistance to design the new capital of Indonesia. After the meeting between the winners of the new capital contest and the coordinating minister for maritime affairs and investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, in Jakarta on Friday, Minister Basuki said that the offer is given while still prioritizing the design of the contest results. He also said that his meeting with the contest winners and Minister Luhut was carried out because Minister Luhut would like to know the design of the capital chosen in the contest. During the meeting, Minister Basuki also stated that Minister Luhut informed there are several foreign consultants assigned by their respective country to assist Indonesia. The United States Department of Defense reported that President Donald Trump ordered the assassination of a high-ranking officer of the Iranian Armed Forces, General Qasem Soleimani, in Iraq on Friday. Soleimani was killed in an airstrike when he was about to get off the plane at an Iraqi airport. Pentagon explained that the killing orders was carried out as a defensive measure to protect American personnel abroad, especially in the Middle East region. The Pentagon also mentioned that General Soleimani was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and American diplomatic service staff in Iraq. General Soleimani and his elite forces were responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans and members of the American coalition and the wounding of thousands of others. Supreme Leader of Iran Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called on his nation to mourn nationally for 3 days on Friday. He also affirmed that the assassination of Major General Qasem Soleimani would double the motivation of resistance against the United States and Israel. Khamenei was quoted as saying by India Today Friday that Soleimani was killed in an American airstrike in Baghdad. The White House stated that U.S. President Donald Trump ordered an airstrike that killed Soleimani. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal. Thank you for listening.
The first news comes from Kota Waringin Barat or West Kota Waringin, South Kalimantan. Integrated coastal tourism areas of Kubu Beach, Bogem Bay, and Pantai Keraya or Bugam Raya, Kumai District, Kota Waringin Barat Regency, Central Kalimantan, during the 2020 New Year's holiday were visited by at least 12,100 tourists. Head of Tourism Destination Development Division of the Kota Waringin Barat Tourism Office, Anang Pitarto, at Pangkalan Bun last Thursday said the tens of thousands of tourists not only came from West Kota Waringin Regency, but also from other regions and even from outside the island, such as Jawa. He admitted that the number of visitors was beyond the regional government's expectations, so that they had difficulty in collecting fees due to a shortage of officers. The next news comes from Bantul, Yogyakarta. Bantul Regency Tourism Office, Special Region of Yogyakarta, said that around 300,000 tourists from various regions visited tourist destinations in the region during the long holiday coinciding with school holiday, Christmas, and the end of 2019. Bantul Head of Tourism Office Quintarto Heru Prabowo said in Bantul on Thursday that the tourist attraction that was still a favorite destination for was Parang Tritis Beach, which along with Depok Beach, the West Coast region starting from Pantai Gua Cemara, Kuwaru Beach, and Pantai Baru have become one region. The total tourist arrivals to all Bantul destinations for 1 year in 2019 reached as many as 3.38 million people, mostly visiting the Parang Tritis coast areas. The latest news comes from Solo, Central Jawa. The number of visitors to the Taru Juruk Animal Park, or better known as the Juruk Solo Zoo, during the 2020 New Year holiday was booming along with the increase in facilities. The zoo director Bimo Wahyu Widodo in Solo last Thursday said that from the target of 20,000 people, visitors who came on January 1, 2020, reached more than 24,000. He said that the figure increased when compared to the 2019 New Year holidays, which number reached nearly 22,000 people. According to him, the increase is inseparable from improvements in the Juruk Solo Zoo internal area, one of which is infrastructure. Meanwhile, another effort made by the manager is to continue to increase the number of animal collections in the zoo. With these additions, he said the total number of animals owned by Juruk Solo Zoo was 441 animals with 86 species. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event of 4th January 1946 that the capital of the Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia was moved to Yogyakarta. After the proclamation of Indonesian independence, the Netherlands did not certainly recognize Indonesian sovereignty. It returned to come to Indonesia and its allies. The security of Jakarta as the capital of the Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia was threatened. Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX suggested that the capital of Indonesia moved to Yogyakarta. The Sultan's offer was accepted by President Sukarno, and on 4th of January 1946, the capital of Indonesia officially moved to Yogyakarta. After the Dutch recognized the independence of the Republic of Indonesia on 27th of December 1949, Jakarta became the capital of Indonesia again. We turn to the event of January 4, 1948, that Myanmar obtained independence from the UK. Amid 19th century, Britain officially conquered Myanmar. During the Second World War era, Myanmar was occupied by Japan. The era of Japanese occupation was utilized by the people of Myanmar to organize their independence movement by establishing the People's anti-fascist Freedom League under the leadership of Aung San. After Japan lost, Britain returned to Myanmar, but because it saw the People's Anti-Fascist Freedom League had a big leverage among the people, the British finally agreed to hand over the independence to Myanmar. We end today in history with Spirit. NASA explorer successfully landed on Mars. Since the space mission was launched by the United States and the Soviet Union in the early 50s, there had been a number of vehicles sent to space several times to investigate Mars, especially to find out a new world which was similar to Earth. After many Mars missions failed, finally on January 4, 2004, NASA's explorer vehicle, namely the Spirit of Mars Exploration Rover A-MIR-A, landed without problems on the surface of Mars. Listener, that was Today in History.
Cinta itu datang, ku rasa bahagia. Di hatiku menatap indahnya bintang, memberi harapan yang baru. Ketika kaki melangkah, berdebar rasanya di dada, namun senyum yang terindah selalu membangkitkan jiwa.
Tetap setia.
Listener, you've just listened to a song by Joy Tobing titled Damai Cinta, or The Peace of Love. For the next segment, we are going to give you our program, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Financial Services Authority encourages small and medium enterprises and retailers to enter capital market in 2020. The Financial Services Authority encourages micro, small, and medium enterprises and retail investors to enter the capital market so that market integrity is maintained. They are also encouraged to use a digital platform because the ordering process and transactions have now begun digital. As stated by Chairman of the Financial Services Authority Board of Commissioners, Wimbo Santoso, at the opening of stock trading at the Jakarta Indonesia Stock Exchange building on Thursday, January the 2nd. Wimbo Santoso said, the authority will expand its investor base in regions throughout Indonesia by utilizing digital technology. According to him, the encouragement of small, micro, and medium enterprises and retail investors to enter the capital market is one of three policies that the Financial Services Authority will take. The second policy to be continued is improving the governance of the capital market industry by raising standards in the trading market, transparency of financial statements through credible auditors. While the third is to increase the role of the capital market from various financing projects, especially financing which is the government's priority. The authority is currently thinking about what incentives can be given. Wimbo Santoso appreciated the Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati, who helped encourage investment through tax incentives. The Financial Services Authority recorded taxes in mutual fund investment, real estate investment, and collective investment contracts in infrastructure investment funds and asset-backed securities, which are targeted to surge. He said an increase in the four investments to 5% in 2020 and 10% in 2021. He revealed that the three policies will be boosted this year given the trade war between the United States and China and Brexit, which is still unclear, potentially will occur in 2020. 2020 stock trading was opened by President Joko Widodo, and present at the opening were Managing Director of the Indonesian Stock Exchange, Inarno Jayadi, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati, and Minister of Trade Agus Suparmanto. Well, that was Indonesia Today, from Indonesia to the world.
Sabar aku menunggu, mungkin sudah hampir seminggu, kehadiran dirimu, oh itu yang aku mau. Kau dengan problemamu, ingin melepas rindu. Aku di sini pun tak sabar untuk memeluk. Gairah bersama malam ini aku dan kamu, malam ini kita menyatu, merasakan hembusan dalam setiap nafasmu. Berikanlah aku rasamu, beritahu apa yang kau mau. Kita cepat ke malam penuh cinta.
Yeah, why don't you lay back? I put this music on playback, be in the moment. You know we go way back, but keep it high heels, girl, when I kneel, I wanna know how the stars within your thighs feel. Your clothes are dry, but I know you're soaking wet inside. You wanna ride, yeah, I know you want me deep inside. It's just you and I, no menage a trois. One plus one equals two, and that's me and
kamu, belaimu, melepas segala rasa. Ku peluk tubuhmu, ciummu, masuki pintu jiwa,
melepas gairah bersama.
Malam ini kita menyatu, merasakan hembusan dalam setiap nafasmu.
let's get it on like the Marvin Gaye song. And let me see that thong like the Cisco song. Cause once I turn you on, there's no turning back. I'm like Don Corleone, ain't no one above that. Ain't no one above me when it comes to loving you. Your pleasure comes first and I'll come after you. You know that you're a gift sent from heaven 24/7. When I'm off the stage, I'm yours. And let me set the mood. And let me set the mood while you play with my flute. And I'll be watching you, telling me what to do. Maybe you can tell me how you want it to be. Talk to me, girl.
A song titled Malam Penuh Cinta or A Night Full of Love by Ray Putra. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, we're going to give you information about Indonesian tourism and culture in our program Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you food from Kebumen, Central Java called Gembus. Stay tuned. Listener, Kebumen is a city which is located in the south of Java. The most common transportation mode to travel to Kebumen is by bus and train. Some of the major train stations in Kebumen include Kebumen, Gombong, and Karang Anyar stations. There are also other stations such as Prambun, Soka, and Kota Winangun. In addition to having wonderful tourism destinations, Kebumen is also famous for its delicious foods, one of which is gembus. Gembus is a unique dish that can only be found in Gombong, Kebumen Regency. Gembus is a traditional snack which is made from cassava. Firstly, we must peel the cassava. Afterwards, the cassava must be cleaned and grated with a machine. Thirdly, the grated cassava must be added with some spices and steamed before turning it to dough. After adding some flour, we shape the dough into a long end. The dough also looks like zero and the O later. Gembus is ready to fry and serve. The Ori village in Kuarsan sub-district, Kebumen Regency is famous for its gembus. Most people at the Ori village are capable of making gembus and marketing it. As gembus becomes more popular, recently people have also started selling the raw one. Usually, the sales of raw gembus increases 3 days after Idul Fitri or the holy day of Muslims, because at that time, homecoming travelers buy gembus for oleh-oleh or gifts for their family. Each portion of fried gembus consists of 6 until 8 pieces. It costs 2,000 rupiah. Gembus sellers usually open at around 4 p.m. until night. Furthermore, gembus can also be found when there are celebrations such as wayang kulit or leather puppet show. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today about gembus from Gombong, Kebumen Regency, Central Java. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Hari demi hari telah ku lalui, hanya menunggu dirimu. Nada demi nada telah ku nyanyikan, lantunan melodi jiwaku. Langkah demi langkah telah ku jalani, tu gapai cintamu padaku. Kata demi kata telah ku tuliskan, puisi cintaku. Telah ku nyanyikan lantunan melodi jiwaku. Hanya dirimu yang aku cinta, hanya dirimu yang aku sayang. Tiada yang lain di hatiku, selamanya hanyalah dirimu. Selamanya hanyalah dirimu. Ternyata kamu juga cinta, cinta kamu juga sayang.
Was a song by Yuka Tamada titled Puisi Cinta or The Poem of Love. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, we are going to give you our program Miscellany. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in Miscellany. Today, I will inform you about Dadali, the human carrier. So, stay tuned. The National Institute of Aviation and Space, or LAPAN, launches drones or unmanned aircraft that can transport humans named Dadali. The drone or unmanned aircraft for human transporters is equipped with 16 propellers with a diameter of each propeller is 80 centimeters, in which the area used for landing is about 3.5 multiplied 3.5 meters. The human carrier drone can load up to 120 kilograms, of which 50 kilograms is a load of luggage outside the weight of the passenger. This drone can carry one passenger because it has one seat. This drone is created by PT Aero Terrascan and PT Chroma International. Despite carrying heavy loads, the Indonesian Dadali drone can fly high like a drone in general. It is known Dadali is able to maneuver up to a height of 40 meters above sea level. After creating the Dadali drone, PT Aero Terrascan and PT Chroma International are still developing their products. They plan to create a number of other unmanned aircraft, which are devoted to transporting logistics and health needs. The drone is expected to be an inter-island transporter of goods with difficult terrain and inaccessible to motor vehicles. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today about Dadali, the human carrier. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you next time.
Come on.
listener, that was a song entitled Kamu or You by Wendy Mark. For the next segment, we are going to give you information about Indonesian music in our program Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we present you a keroncong song entitled Ingkar Janji, or Breaking the Promise. The song tells about someone who hurts because she's left by her lover. Previously, both lovers promised to be loyal each other, but now her lover loves somebody else. However, she always prays so that her ex-boyfriend is happy with the new one. Listener, here is Sundarji Sukoco with the song entitled Ingkar Janji.
Kejam, sungguh kejam.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
bisa memutar kembali waktu yang telah berjalan tuh kembali bersama di dirimu selamanya. Membawa dirimu masuk terlalu jauh ke dalam kisah cinta yang tak mungkin terjadi. Dan slow-mo, sinking up the M.O. So we might just do all
thank you so much for joining our program. Don't forget, we are looking forward to receiving your feedback. Send it to our email address, voi@voinews.id, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, as well as Twitter @voiindonesia. I'm Amanda. Thank you so much. Have a great day.